Previously, I'm 24.
Jack, look out! Give me a medic! Medic!
He's losing pressure. I need 10 cc's.
It happened so fast, he was hit before I could do anything.
How bad is it?
We don't know. We just don't know.
Please tell me he's not gonna die.
Why should I help you?
I'm offering you your freedom, Dana. You and Baruz will be put in a witness protection program. You'll be given new names, identities, everything.
What do you need me to do?
I need you to go to Fayyad and tell him that you need to speak to Marwan.
He won't let me through his front door, let alone get near Marwan.
He will when you tell him that you've got a hostage that can help him.
Who?
Me.
What if Fayyad doesn't believe us?
Then we're both dead.
Hold the door! Put your gun over there! Do it!
What is it?
A woman named Dina Aras came to me.
What does she want?
She wants to bring you a hostage.
A CTU agent named Jack Bauer.
You caused me a lot of trouble, Mr. Bauer. Kill him. Just what I thought. Meet them at the hotel.
I'll need his entire flight package, including clearance and identification codes.
You'll have whatever you need.
Get your things. We got a plane to catch.
Let me talk to my family.
Your family is dead, and so are you.
The following takes place between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m.
Hey there, this is Brian Spicer. I directed this episode here with Roger Cross.
Hello, how you doing?
Here's Roger. All right, we're going to try to give you some inside information on the making of this episode of 24, number 15.
What do we have, Chloe? The local PD found the van that Jack and Dina were in.
Where?
It was abandoned at an industrial warehouse at the far end of San Fernando Road. Dina's body was in it.
Dina was killed in our last episode.
Well, technically, she was killed, but you didn't really see it, did you?
So she could come back.
She could come back. She was behind the wall.
You never know on this show.
True. Why would we keep her alive, though?
So she could reunite with her son, Baruz.
There you go.
If we can rescue him.
That's true.
Because we believe Marwan is preparing for another domestic attack today, we need to pool all our resources to find him. All comm teams coordinate with Edgar.
Glad we brought Reiko back to the show. She's great.
How'd you like
her? She's great. She's got a lot of power and performance.
She does.
This Jack Bauer has been kidnapped by Marwan. Headed back to his hideout.
And everyone's hating Marwan right now, but, you know, hurting poor Jack.
Well, Arnold Vosloo playing Marwan, he's such a great actor. I'm glad we got him on the series. He's been a really asset to the show.
He really is. A talented guy, and he's the nicest guy, too.
He sure is.
The security using the pilot's ID. Just as I was about to do a pre-flight check, they grounded the plane.
Why?
Checking a trouble sensor. They might have to swap out a defective part.
We had a little challenge in this episode. We had to have our guy steal a stealth fighter. But we didn't have a stealth fighter to steal, so we had to imply it was a stealth fighter. So we had a cockpit and a stock shot.
Had a stock shot. I guess they don't want you handling the real stealth fighter anytime soon.
No, it's all top secret.
They've got better planes than that already.
We just don't know about it.
Exactly.
All right, we're coming up on body count number one for this episode.
Okay.
You think?
I'm counting.
Hey, it's Captain. Send me down from Hawkins. You taking her up?
That's the plan. What's the ETA on getting me into the air?
Well, the trouble sensor was correct, sir. There was a hairline fracture on one of your strut pins. But,
Tim Isipano produces the show. Does a great job every week keeping the crew going.
True.
Joel Surnauer, Robert Cochran created it. Great guys. Great storytellers.
And they wrote this episode.
Yeah. Michael Losef wrote it.
And directed by?
Yeah.
Report to the chief mechanical officer.
I'm just about to head over there right now, Captain. And then I'm going to head up to Ventura for a little R&R.
I don't know if you guys out there in the audience know, when we direct these, when we shoot these episodes, we shoot and prepare two at a time. Oh, there's body count number one. So we shoot 15 days for two episodes. So we actually shot episode 15, which is this episode, and actually 16, next episode, together. And we separate the schedules and the shots and organize it later in editing.
And we do it the best we can.
We do it very quickly. And sometimes we have some second units cleaning up leftover shots afterwards.
True.
None of it's correlating right now.
And volume?
It's actually slowing down, which may mean that we've incurred all the damage we will today.
Or it could be the calm before the storm.
Yeah. The one thing we know for sure is if Jack's alive, he'll find a way.
This is the Carlos and Michelle relationship episode two.
Well, what's good about what they've done with this, as opposed to some other relationships in previous seasons, is that they actually are practically, they're working as well as having the emotional stuff going on instead of
working together, trying to deal with their personal life at the same time.
At the same time.
Under crisis.
Yeah.
Makes for good tension in relationships.
True. I would want to do it.
It's Kim Raver playing Audrey. Done a great job. Another asset to the show.
And for those who don't know, she's caught in a love triangle.
Yes.
Between her injured husband and Jack Bauer.
Will her husband survive?
Dun, 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 dun.
If you watch her episode 20, I think you'll find out what happens with that love triangle.
Ooh, you're giving away a little.
No, that's on, it's actually on next week. We're taping this commentary a week before episode 20 actually airs.
Which was a tremendous episode.
Thanks. It was a big episode. 19 and 20 were shot together.
Yeah.
In those two episodes. He's still in surgery. And as we speak right now, they're on the stage finishing up episode 24 over the next week or so.
Yep.
Jack is missing.
Missing?
We think he was taken by Habib Marwan.
Oh my God. What are we doing to get him back?
Everything we can.
How did this happen? I thought we were tracking him. He's supposed to be protected.
No one is fully protected in the field.
Who was in charge of this operation?
I was.
Get him back, Michelle.
Oh, she told her.
We are at Marwan's hideout, the location that we found downtown LA. I think we shot there for 4 days, main unit.
It wasn't pretty, though.
That building's been around a long time.
If you answer, then there's a chance you might survive today.
Don't waste your time.
You located me through a man named Joseph Fayed, who you might be interested to know has since martyred himself.
I really like what they've done with Arnold. They've made him an intelligent criminal instead of just some, you know, psychopath that's, you know, just out there to blow up the world.
Yeah.
With nothing.
Reason and a purpose, and not just crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah, great.
And we're not giving away exactly why immediately.
That wasn't really your plan, was it? We managed to stop the other 103 power plants from melting down. That's what America will remember, that we stopped you.
No.
The scene was written really well.
Yeah.
Held hostage on your own soil, and it will burn in their psyches.
That is an interesting question. Are they going to remember we stopped the 103, or are they going to remember the one that melted down and give people hell for it, put people on trial because someone screwed up and let one melt down?
Right. This is actually, I think, one of the first scenes with Jack Bauer and Marwan together. It was really well written. It really explained a lot about their beliefs.
True.
What is it?
The family of the pilot that we killed.
What about them? We disposed of the bodies, right?
Yes, yes, but a relative showed up at the house and became suspicious when no one was home. He called the police while we're now looking into it.
Has it gotten to CTU yet?
No, but this man was a military pilot.
It will be flagged by other agencies and we'll get to CTU within the hour. What do you think we should do?
This is the one thing that could ruin Marwan's plan. CTU finds out.
Dun, 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 dun. We're going to get you, Marwan.
Now they got to come up with a plan to slow down CTU and distract him.
Tell me about the boy.
What boy?
Behrouz Arraz.
What do you care about him for?
Does CTU have him in custody?
Yes, he's safe.
You answered the question, but are you telling me the truth?
I'll see to you asking yourself.
And he said once again, written very smartly.
This was a tough scene to stage, too, because I wanted to make sure Kiefer was comfortable, but he wanted to be down on his knees the entire scene and hanging by his hands. He's great. Yeah. He really wanted to look uncomfortable, and he was.
He commits to it, huh?
Yeah, he was very convincing. He's great to work with. He really wants to be real, and he comes prepared.
True, very much
great
so.
Great instincts, great ideas. What are you talking about? You work for me. Really brings a lot to the show.
Yeah, he's very focused.
I'm glad they brought Mary Lynn back, too. She's been a great asset to the show, too.
She is tremendous. It would have been a huge loss not to have her around. Her wry humor, that just works, and you buy her intelligence.
It's a great little sense of humor.
I like the little bickering they have between her and Edgar that goes on.
Curtis, could you please explain to Edgar that I've been rehired to resume my position as head of comm?
Things have changed, Chloe. Edgar took over for you. You'll be working for him now.
And I'm trying to play daddy in the middle.
Michelle, things were falling apart here under Edgar. Now give me my commander, I walk.
You'll have equal authority. Just on paper, it has to look like you work for him.
Well, I'm not going to do that. It's a matter of principle.
You'll be bummed up.
I love working with her. It's she knows what she's doing, and she has that great look that she does.
Yeah, she's very quirky.
Yeah.
Very quirky. I think she just got hired to do a feature with Harrison Ford this
yes,
summer.
Yes, she did. Yeah. She's in Vancouver shooting that right now.
It's great. Good for her. We also couldn't do the show without our great crew, our camera crew, our DP. The operators are amazing. The focus guys, the dolly guys, everybody.
You got to say, one of the best camera crews I've ever worked with.
They're fast, efficient. They really become organic with the part of telling the story with their camera moves and all the pans and whips.
Oh, yeah, and as an actor, it's kind of like you might think you're off camera. All of a sudden, they've got you at some weird angle down here. You're like, whoa.
Yeah. We're always looking for the strange, bizarre angle to get you from.
Yeah.
Make it look like somebody's watching you.
For Beruz Arras. I will give you 10 minutes to secure clearances with your people.
I need more time before I can agree to that.
10 minutes. I will call you then with exact details on how the exchange is to proceed.
The wardrobe on the show always looks good, too. And it must be tough because everybody's in the same wardrobe every day. So it's got to look good, it's got to look comfortable, and it's going to be there for a while. And I know the Jim, our wardrobe person, designer, he struggles every week with trying to keep it real.
And a little vibrant, give us our differences.
Yeah.
You know, he does.
Try to make everything work.
Yeah.
It seems like it'd be easy, but it's really not. It's really a hard show.
He tries to give everyone a distinct look. Mm-hmm. But as he said, with the same outfit all the time, it's tough to do.
Mm. We are back. I love the way we continue to start the acts with those boxes. It reminds me of a kid when I watched Wild Wild West. When you get to see a little bit of what happened throughout the episode, it's really great. And you get to really helps the format of this show, too, where you get to see everybody alive at the same time and what's going on. It makes you feel like everything's happening all at the same time at once.
I thought that was original.
It is actually original for this, but it reminds me of my childhood and seeing those boxes on Wild Wild West, and they were actually hand-drawn images of the last image of each act. It was fun. His question is why.
The way I see it, there are two possibilities. One, there's a personal connection. Two, Beruz has information that can damage Marwan.
I agree. Edgar, have your team sift through everything we have on Beruz Arras. Go back as far as you can and see if there's a family link between him and Marwan.
And Marwan's tactic worked. Now we're distracted trying to figure out why he wants the kid.
His plan is working.
And I'm focused on what we should be.
Curtis, push harder. See what you can find. But do it now. My guess is Curtis is always a tough guy.
I know. It's a burden to bear.
Chloe, what do we have on audio?
I was able to get some voice memos from McLennan Forrester. The voice print matched. It was Marwan's.
How are you going to handle this?
The kid thinks his mother made a deal to protect him. First thing I have to do is let him think my deal is off.
No, we can't use a psychological approach.
And I got Tony looking over my shoulder for this episode. It's like,
he just wants to help.
I know.
Pretty sure he's giving us everything he knows. You're pretty sure. I'll call Richards.
You don't want him to call Richards. That's just not good.
Richards is a bad man.
He's got long needles.
Yes. And good drugs. Oh, I can't say that.
He's got morphine.
He is being held by Marwan.
How did you confirm that?
Marwan contacted us.
He contacted you? Why would he do that?
He wants to make a trade. Jack for Beirut.
When is that going to happen?
Well, we don't know if it is going to happen.
What do you mean?
Look, if he wants to make this trade, it means that Beirut has tactical value.
The set's actually, it's very large, and it's actually easy to shoot in because there's lots of space, and it's all kind of pre-lit. All the lights are pretty much turn them on and do a couple little tweaks on actors' faces here and there when you stage and block a scene. And it actually enables us to shoot 8 to 10 pages all at one time. You know, we'll stage a sequence in continuity all the way through and just shoot it from 3 or 4 or 5 different angles and move on. It actually shoots really quick. And this is our interrogation room with a bunch of monitors and cameras.
And here I am doing what I don't want to do.
You know, rough up a little boy.
You know, that's the second time they have me roughing up kid in this.
Did they?
Yeah, I rough up Heller's son.
Oh, that's right.
No.
How much longer do I have to stay here?
These things take time.
And he's such a sweet kid.
Really good actor.
He is.
A great job on the show.
And he's very together, so, you know, he should do well in this business.
Yeah, how old is he?
He's 50, just turning 16, actually.
Really?
This week.
Tell me about Habib.
And he was so great with all of this. He just went with it, and no one got injured during this shooting of this. Just so everyone knows.
No animals were hurt.
Get this guy away from me!
Back over here. Just gonna have a little talk.
Marwan's the leader. That's all I know. I heard my parents talk about him. That's it.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. This is not what he wanted.
What are you gonna do? What is he gonna do to me?
Sorry, Bruce. We just don't have a lot of time.
No!
Oh.
This set's fun to shoot with the tie-in of the monitors in the background there. You can see the needle going in, but out of focus, so take the edge off
take
a little bit.
Take the edge off a little bit.
Yeah.
The psychological process of knowing it, but, you know.
Here we are back in the CTU set. Again, it's fun to shoot because you can really design and choreograph long sequences and keep it moving, and a lot of foreground here to shoot through, make it visually interesting.
Yeah, and it has all together, a really interactive type work environment.
Doing these boxes, I just love. You get to see everything at once. You get to see two sides of a phone conversation, which you normally don't get to see. It's really makes you feel like it's all happening live.
Damn it.
CTU will never go through with the exchange. I'm expendable.
Yes, you are.
If Beirut is of value to you, he's of value to them. They'll never let you have him back.
I like that he gives away nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
He gives away nothing. He's not one of those typical bad guys going, well, he doesn't have to give away anything.
I think in the original, when we shot it, he said, we'll see. And we cut that out just so you give them nothing. So.
There you go. Well,
sometimes you can make these in post, too.
Here I'm giving the writers the credit, huh?
No. It's all a process here. The writing, it starts in the writing, which is great. And then we rehearse it on the set, and sometimes we make it a lot better on the set. You know,
it's true.
Once you get it on its feet, and Kiefer is involved, and all the other actors are involved, and bringing something to their part.
Well, that's what's great about working on the show. They've given you great material to work with. But if something's not working for you, you can say, can we try this? And they're willing to work with you, and you're able to work it out.
Mm-hmm. And make it better.
And make it better.
Yeah.
And that's in the long run, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And Joel's great in accepting of that, saying, hey, if it's going to make my show better, I'll just get more credit. And so, mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's worse up here. Just do it, okay?
Fine. Send us a 4.
And then we have a great post-production staff, the editors, Steve Cronish, working in editing with those guys, just really doing a great job putting these together. They just get better and better as we cut. And the music's great too. Yeah. Sound effects.
That's a huge part of it, you know.
Mm-hmm. I thought we were waiting on a part. That's a good thing they called me in for a second opinion. Astrot's fine. It was just a faulty travel sensor. You sure?
This was at Van Nuys Airport in one of the closed down hangars at Van Nuys. We brought in our own, I think there were three or four small jets to kind of make it look like an Air Force base, but I think this place was completely empty when we scouted it.
I love airplanes, so I wanted to be part of that, but.
You fly?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I have my Class 1 multi-IFR rating.
Really?
Yeah, that was my original career.
Wow. Oh, you told me that. You're a pilot. Yeah. That's good.
Were you able to narrow it down?
So far.
We need to get this out to all departments.
Oh, this is a really funny scene.
It is.
Chloe, what's wrong? Nothing. I mean, there's no bad news about Jack yet, if that's what you're asking.
I don't think this scene wasn't in the original script. We added it because we were a little short on time. And it turned out to be one of the better scenes in the show.
I love this scene.
I don't think we ever planned on having a scene with the two together, and when we got them together, we realized they were wearing very similar colors. We were all on the set going, what are we going to do? We can't change clothes. They're both wearing kind of a pink outfit on top. It was very cute. And of course, Jim was freaking out.
Of course. Jim's dilemma. We can't have him look the same.
But it was actually just fine. It was great.
And Chloe's sensitivity. I love this, trying to be sensitive and trying to be wonderful, but just blowing it.
I just need Paul to pull through this.
I mean, what about Jack? You just assume that the terrorists aren't going to kill him?
Chloe, I don't want to talk about it. Here.
I was inappropriately blunt, wasn't I? I do that a lot. Sorry, I'm going to go. I have a field meeting anyway.
Feeling really awkward right now.
She's
so cute. Mary Lynn.
But it works, you know?
Yeah.
And you can play her that way, just like.
It's very awkward.
Okay, there were no children drugged in this filming of this.
He's acting. He was given the truth serum of acting.
We actually had to, from what our research have been told, to tell him how you act when you've done drugs. Because he's a sweet kid, he's never tried anything, which is great.
That's right, he did ask. Remember him saying, how would I feel?
How'd you feel, what would I do?
Really woozy, real sleepy.
Yeah, you were great by that, weren't you?
I was just what I, from what I read.
Yeah, me too, see, we were helping him out.
O'Brien. Chloe, is anything you're doing up there yielding a military connection?
No, why?
It may be nothing, but the county hourlies contain an incident report that might be worth looking at.
What is it?
An Air Force pilot's wife and kids were reported missing as of 2 hours ago.
2 hours ago? How can someone be missing in 2 hours?
I don't know, Chloe. I'm just telling you what it says here. Should I run it?
No, we have to do it up here.
Then why did you send it down here in the first place?
That was Edgar's executive decision.
Should I give it to you?
No, I'm the primary tactical on the trade for Jack. Give it to Edgar.
He said he's too busy.
Just run it through county and get it to him.
Okay.
Got a feel for Edgar, though. His mom died.
I know. He's doing his best.
Give him the rest of the day off.
I'm doing my best, Captain. But, you know.
Edgar.
What?
Meg found something in the hourly. She's going to get it to you. I need you to look at it. I'm preparing for this briefing.
Can't Meg do it?
No, it's the job of the lead tactical.
These phones were a new addition for the season.
Yeah.
They're certainly fun.
They're great. From day one, we started playing with those phones.
Yeah.
Like, these really work? And we started. And that's one thing also people should realize. Everything in CTU works.
Yeah.
The phones, we can call each other. We can actually turn, control the volume, the computers. They'll actually put things up on the screen, which actually helps us a lot.
Yeah, they can react to what's on the computer screen or what's on the video screen.
And since timing is so important, we have the right timing when we do these things.
And the same with all the cell phones. If we have cell phone conversations, we can talk to each other on the cell phone. And Nextel's given us all these phones.
Exactly.
I'm sure everybody knows about the number that got slipped out.
Yes.
Our set phone that everybody's been answering.
How many hundreds of thousand calls?
Is it still going?
I don't think so. I think they finally ixnayed it.
Boy. That was a lot of fun for a while.
Thousands of calls every day.
Yeah.
This is where Bill comes in.
His first scene. By the actor James Morrison.
Yes. He's doing a great job.
Yeah.
Had that authority to him. But.
He's a great actor.
Yeah.
Make an exchange at the Union Conduit Dam. Baruz Arraz for Jack Bauer. Now, before we decide whether or not to go forward, I need to know a few things. Why does Marwan want the boy? What's his value?
We were unable to find any evidence that Baruz had any critical information.
Did you push him?
Yeah. I don't think the kid knows anything.
Who's doing backgrounds?
Me. There's nothing that specifically ties these two people together. The parents, yes. Baruz, no.
Could Baruz have had something implanted in his body, something neither he nor his parents knew about?
No. We had him scanned when he was brought in.
Did you do an MRI?
Yeah.
I don't like giving something up unless I know its value. Let's talk about what happens if we don't agree to the exchange.
We don't get Jack Bauer back, for one thing.
That can't be the deciding factor here.
She loves Jack. That's that underplay every
time. All the girls
time.
Love Jack.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Chloe has that real secret crush on him. That's how we got her to come back. Say, you gotta come help Jack.
With a secret crush?
Okay. It's not so secret. The audience knows.
We'll take a different approach. Use traces, two of them. One from Marwan to find, the other subcutaneous.
There's no guarantee he won't find that one too.
No, sir, there are no guarantees, period. But the fact is, we have no viable leads on Marwan. We have to run with every chance we get.
Have tactical finish up the profiles in 5 minutes. Let's get field teams on their way to the dam now.
These big table scenes where people are talking. There's not much movement. We'll set up, you know, two or three times with two cameras, so you get 4 to 6 angles. And I'll do it a few times from each angle with different lens sizes, so it looks a little bit different, and also do it with different pans, panning from one person to the next, and the next time you'll pan on a different line or to a different person, so you can get a lot of different looks out of the same setup. And again, the camera guys are so good with their instincts, and they read the scenes and know the dialogue and know what line to pan to who, and just it makes it so organic with the show. You feel you're not distracted by the camera movement. It helps tell the story.
Yeah, it really does. And you know, Guy learns our lines, so he knows the best time to go over. He'll say to us, "When are you going to do this?" And you tell him, and you know, they're great working with you.
Guy is Guy Skinner. He's our A camera operator, and then Jay Heron is our B camera operator. And Guy does all the handheld stuff. It doesn't look like handheld most of the time. He's so smooth. And he walks around or sits down on a little dolly and pushes around, while Jay Heron's always on a long lens on a dolly.
Yeah.
So we're constantly shooting a close handheld at the same time we're shooting a long lens.
Yeah. And the dance they have, you know, where it's like they're barely out of each other's frames, but getting the shot perfectly, yeah. Working together,
Right.
It's nice.
No, we have to have the satellite repositioned before the exchange takes place.
Edgar in his position, in that chair.
Mm-hmm. And if you're interested in more of the camera stuff, the way I usually set up the cameras are about 90 degrees from each other. One camera will be angled, and the other one will be at a right angle from it, about 90 degrees away. So they're kind of getting a side angle from the face and a front angle at the same time. And then we'll move them again from there on the opposite sides. So we cover every scene pretty much from the whole axis all the way around from 360.
I just learned something new.
And for this show, you can do it. Most shows, you can't. This show, there's a lot of, you know, what we call crossing the line. You know, when somebody's talking to somebody, you want them to be looking the right side of the line towards each other. And this show, we're always on the wrong side of the line. Like some of these shots, they're not looking
just like you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, right now, they're looking at each other, but if you watch some scenes, the camera will jump completely on the other side of the room and look at it from a different point of view, which most shows won't do normally.
Yeah.
It makes the show really unique and actually more fun to shoot.
Opens it up. Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Is the operational objective to get Jack?
Well, it's one of those classic things. You have to know the rules to break the rules. If you break them properly,
there are no
it
rules.
Works great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, it's more liberating on the show. It's really, you don't have to do all the standard angles you would normally do. You can, on a lot of shows, there's all these angles that you want to do, but you can't because you're sort of stuck in this format. Here, you can do all the great angles you want. It's no format.
That's great.
You know, and shooting through these little windows just to get eyeballs and stuff is great.
Look.
There's a lot of texture to the scenes.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't even realize it watching it. Yeah. All these little things that you do, as you said, with the eyes, with going through different glass, that keeps your mind and your visually active. Keeps you visually active.
And it's very voyeuristic. It makes you feel like all the scenes are being watched by somebody from the outside.
Yeah.
From a point of view.
Uh-oh, here I am beating up the kid again. But
well, you're here to help him, right?
Exactly.
You can exchange him for Jack, but you want to follow him.
And he did do bad things.
The kid?
He did.
Did he?
Yeah, he helped cover up, you know, killing of his girlfriend. What does he
want with me? Yeah, but he was afraid of his dad, right?
True. I blame the parents, but...
It all starts with the parents, doesn't it?
It's true.
His dad was a bad guy.
He was a very bad guy.
To put us both in witness protection.
And we'll do everything to abide by that deal.
Then don't do this!
And Curtis's dilemma is that he has a job to do, and he's a straightforward guy, but he's not going to... He can only coddle the kid so far.
Yeah, protecting the country.
Yeah, I got to protect this country, and we have to do it now. I can't sit here and be all sweet. I can try and talk to you, but if you don't listen, I'll make you do it. He should have just listened.
You don't care about me or your word. You're just using me.
He gets through to you there, doesn't he?
I know. The tough guy showed a crack. Uh-oh.
So Roger's heard that before. You're just using me.
Whatever do you mean? You've been talking to him. No.
These owlies need to be looked at. They're 30 minutes past due. And now I got to put video together?
Video's a priority. I'll take care of the uploads.
What about the owlies?
Get on it as soon as the link's in place.
There goes the clue again.
Look at it, Edgar. Look at it.
Is that tracker working?
The red dot is the decoy. When they find the watch and remove it, we can still trace the track from the back of his neck.
All right. Edgar, make sure all cellular stations in that area put on auto trace.
Got it.
When our vehicles get within 2 miles...
That's up on these lines we have to say. All this technical mumbo-jumbo at speed.
Yeah, and you can't screw up because it's sometimes all in one shot.
Exactly.
You know, keep the pace and the tempo up. Some of these scenes are hard because the actors, it's hard to remember all these lines, especially when we're doing 8 pages all at one time.
I know, and having them flow to the next thing.
Right, the phone call comes in, they got to put the earpiece. There's a lot of props to deal with, these earpieces.
Yeah. I'm going to give you final instructions now. Make sure you follow them. I think it was episode 3 where I had basically almost... 6 consecutive pages of me going from one scene to the next scene on an interrogation. And I remember going, huh. And we tried doing it all in one. And it worked brilliantly.
Did it?
But it was like really tough to do everything and remember each one and go into the next scene. Because I literally walked from the interrogation room out, met them, they picked me up with the next camera, went in, and basically 4 different scenes of 4 different people.
Really? And just kept going?
It was fun.
That's great. That's what's so fun about the show. Normally shows you wouldn't do that. You'd break it up in pieces, but here it actually feels more real.
Yeah.
You do it all at one time. There's no cheating on this show. No cheating somebody from one spot to another. They have to walk.
Yeah, and a minute is a minute. Yeah. And so we have to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Got to give us time to get there. Maybe we do fudge a little bit how quickly we get around L.A., but...
We have lately. Oh, God. We have lately.
We have special underground tunnels, okay? So...
But I remember on the first season, we really, really tried to stick with the real-time thing. We even to this day, we still think about what people are doing while they're away, so when we come back to them, we can justify where they are because of what they've been doing and try to keep their story moving forward. That's what the boxes help do, too.
Yeah.
At the beginning of each act, we actually shoot an extra little piece of film sometimes to kind of keep a different storyline and character going. That's actually part of our schedule, those little boxes. John Cassar's assistant, Alicia Bean, she comes up with a lot of her own ideas for those boxes and writes them up and gives them to the directors. And I know I schedule them into my show to...
She's actually a very talented writer.
She is. She's gonna. I think she just got an agent, and she's gonna be doing great.
Yeah. She's actually talking to my manager.
Is she? Good. We'll be working for her one day.
Probably.
Yes.
end up coming to the management thing. But I think maybe I'll hire Roger this time.
If Marwan is going to be there, why don't you just grab him when we get there?
He's probably not going to be there.
I like this finally. I'll just come straight with the kid. This is what it is.
Did we add this scene too? Was this in the original?
We did add this scene.
I think this was added again. We were a little short, so we were looking for little scenes to add.
We had part of this, but it was altered.
Shorter.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, it was shorter.
Now this hostage exchange is going to take place at the Sepulveda Dam, the famous Sepulveda Dam in L.A. Used for many music videos and commercials, and I think its famous thing was Escape from New York. I think that's where they built the set right there in. Base of the dam for that movie.
It was a Friday night, and it was cold when we did this.
it was cold. We are on top of the dam.
It was so much fun, though, the energy once this all got going.
Mm-hmm. This whole sequence was shot in probably about 5 hours.
Yeah.
One night. Yes. For those of you interested how long it actually takes us, it's some stuff takes a day, sometimes it takes a half a day.
Yeah. And this is a lot. This is a very complex scene with everything, all the elements involved, all the movement.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you're right. We did it one night.
Usually our scripts are 60 pages, and we'll shoot maybe 8 or 9 pages a day.
Try to,
depending on what's in the actual pages. The Indians take over the fort.
Exactly. Or the classic Rome burns.
Yes. In 1/8 of a page.
Exactly.
Come on, move it. I see Jack.
This might be all we're going to get. We could converge on him now.
Edgar, is there any...
And different from most shows, too. Here, each time we have a phone conversation or something like this, we're shooting 3 or 4 times the amount of footage for the same amount of page count. So we'll be shooting you guys on the dam and these guys back here. So there's a lot of extra shots to do for the same amount of time.
And then our wonderful editors put it together so beautifully.
Yeah, a lot of footage to work with.
You're right, this was written more like, you know, they almost stop and have a tete-a-tete.
Mm-hmm.
And Kiefer Zinsick was like, no, there's no way we'd stop. They'd freak out. We say stuff in passing, and we keep going.
Is my mother in the van? She was working with you. Where is she?
I don't know.
I don't want to die.
They've got Beerus, and I've got Bauer in my sights.
Take him out.
Uh-oh.
Could Jack Bauer die? Uh-oh. Or get hurt? Not today.
Okay. Good guys are there. If I remember correctly, I think the scene was originally written where you guys showed up in a helicopter.
Yeah.
Instead of these trucks.
True. That's what it was originally.
I think we realized we didn't have time in the day to deal with the helicopter, with the curfew that they had there at the location.
And all of this driving was fun for me, too.
Yeah.
Peeling out.
The cars actually made it better. I think we did the right thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to sacrifice cost, things that cost too much just to...
And it'll actually be better.
Usually does. Usually the things we change actually make it better.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's not worth fighting it. Just go with it.
True.
Up an interface with the phone company right now.
Tony, we don't have a lot of time. Marwan was at the building when they moved me, but he's not going to stay there for long.
We have tactical teams ready to go. Once we get a location, I'll reposition them for assault.
Okay, I know the layout. I'll run point.
Copy that.
The van's heading west on center. Both trackers are registering so far.
Okay, I know a lot of you out there are wondering what happened to Beruze and Curtis after this sequence.
Well, yes.
I hope if you watch the DVD outtakes, you will see the scene where Beruze gets rescued.
Yes.
That was going to be in episode 16. It was going to be in the next episode at the beginning, and it ended up getting cut out because we had so many other great things to put in the beginning of the episode. And we almost put it at the end of this episode. And it didn't quite fit with the time. So ended up just getting left aside with some other great scenes. So hopefully on the DVD you'll get to see extra scenes and see Bruce get saved, get rescued.
True.
I think he gets rescued. Did you rescue him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't remember that?
Yeah, we were there.
You remember that set?
Yeah, we shot
the Dust Bowl.
In a great set. We called it the Sand Room. It was on the top floor of a 5-story building. It was completely empty, and it was full of sand on the floor, like a beach.
I know. It was. It made such an airy feel.
Yeah, it was really cool. So, watch for that scene, and then you'll know what happened to Bruce.
Exactly. So, for those people who asked me yesterday, I did Inside TV 2 days ago, and I said, "Oh, I can't say. We're saying."
Yeah, we can say now. If you're watching this DVD, you've purchased this, you deserve it.
You deserve to know.
You deserve to know.
He's been rescued.
You can watch all the additional scenes.
Exactly.
Yeah, Chloe.
We need a satellite pumped into the tactical server.
Chloe, I got something you should see.
Okay, I'll get to it. Right now, we need that satellite to find Baruz Arraz
before they kill him.
I'm on it.
That's a shame that they end like this. We gotta find before they kill him, and then.
Yeah. No, it could have been good if we ended with the rest saving him, but it's okay.
Time.
Okay. Yeah. We got so much to do in this show. There's so many stories going on.
There were, and it was just, you know, to move on, and the president's, you know, well, I can't say anything more at this moment.
If you're watching this, you hopefully know what's going to happen coming up.
Well, no, because they're watching it for the first time.
They're not watching it listening to us for the first
time.
That's
true.
You think?
Yeah, that's
if
true. This would be the
crazy,
second
turn
time.
Turn us off and watch the show.
Exactly. Watch the show first,
come
then
back
come
and
back
then
and
listen,
hear,
to
listen to us babble.
All right, here's our stealth fighter piece. Actually had a cockpit. So all we have is a cockpit and some nice lights.
God, they can't give you too much, you know, info on the actual aircraft.
This was a fake cockpit. And for those of you who know about stealth fighters, I know it's top secret information, but stealth fighters don't actually fire missiles.
Exactly.
They drop bombs. Yeah. I think they have a new one that's coming out that actually fires some missiles, but we took creative license. Thanks for listening, everybody.
It's been my pleasure.